Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, and she's the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish America Culture, of course, at the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Hey, we're going to talk about food. Now, that has to be of interest to everybody. I mean, food is so important to all of us. So tell us about this new exhibit.
Yes, well, food is certainly universal, and our new exhibit is called New Nordic Cuisine. So we're going a little bit wider than just Denmark in this exhibit. We're talking about the entire Nordic region, which is five countries, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Iceland, but also how some of those food traditions came over to the United States, and most specifically, what new movements in the food culture of the Nordic region have developed in the 21st century. So this is a very new story, but rooted in long-standing food traditions, agricultural traditions, fishing traditions, and really celebrating the ingredients and food sources that are present in the Nordic region and thrive in those environments and climates.
So that says to me, we can go back in history and back in maybe some of our experiences, but see how that's come to us now and what's happening with it now. Is that kind of right?
Well, exactly, and I think a lot of the parts of New Nordic Cuisine will be familiar to people visiting our museum here, because there is it reflects a growing interest in organic foods, in locally made foods, in kind of trying to reclaim some of the food traditions that that maybe we would have experienced at our grandmother's table, but you know, and kind of a reaction against more emphasis on convenience and prepackaged and kind of grab and go. So you know, folks who were kind of worrying that some of the food knowledge was being lost and some of the unique flavors that could be grown and savored in the Nordic region, they wanted to really reclaim that. And so a group of chefs got together in 2004, and they actually wrote and signed a manifesto. It's called the New Nordic Cuisine Manifesto, and it lays out a series of 10 values of what they wanted their cooking to represent. And it's not so much a set of recipes and kind of what kinds of food to prepare and serve. It's really more a set of values about how the ingredients are grown and harvested in a sustainable way, how things can be served seasonally so that you really embrace the changing seasons and climates instead of serving the same menu all through the year, and encouraging people to be innovative, to both respect the knowledge of past traditions that we've learned over centuries, but also be free to apply new technology and new scientific understanding of what different types of cooking does to different types of food. So you see a wide variety of innovation and very skilled food preparation in a very beautiful artistic way. But at its heart, it's really saying there is enough of a food culture right here in this northern European region that we don't have to borrow ideas or ingredients from the Mediterranean. We can just really concentrate on what is right here in our backyards and our woods and forests.
As you've visited about this, Tova, it seems to me that this display would appeal to people with a lot of different interests. Of course, those who like to taste good food, those who like to cook. Then you talked about science and learning and technology. And then you talked about art. I mean, and you probably talked about more than that, but I just see that if people think, well, yeah, I'm not into food and cooking, well, this is far more than that.
It really is, because I think what we want all of our visitors to start thinking about is, what are the values that influence what you decide to eat?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of us are fortunate enough to have choices. You know, we can choose what to buy at the grocery store. We can choose what restaurant to go to. But what is it that influences those choices? Is it you need something quick and convenient, and, you know, and so that's a priority, and that's fine? Or is it that you really want to make a certain dish just like your grandmother did, and so it's about kind of heritage and keeping a very specific tradition alive? Or is it about exploring the world
mm-hmm.
through food, that you want to try new things and try things that you've never had before? So, you know, so at its heart, you know, this is a story really about, you know, what are the values that maybe we don't consciously think about every day, but yet they're there in the choices that we make every day.
Mm-hmm.
And food is universal. We all have to interact with food. So whether or not, you know, you're of Danish or Scandinavian heritage, this is still a story about something that we all relate to on many levels.
And Tova, you're presenting this in a number of different ways, I believe. I mean, a basic one, of course, is an exhibit at the Museum of Danish America, but you have some other things attached to that.
Yes, this there are many different ways to interact with this project. The exhibit, as you mentioned, is the main one here at the museum, and it will be on view through the end of this calendar year. But another big part of this project is actually online, so that anyone can access it, no matter where they are, whether they're in Iowa and can come to the museum or if they're too far away. We have developed a brand new channel on YouTube called Nordic Cuisine, and we have uploaded the first set of videos that explore everything from a visit to a restaurant in Minneapolis that really reflects these types of Nordic cuisine values. It's called Tulibi. To a how-to demonstration of how you can make Icelandic skyr, which is Icelandic-style yogurt, in your own kitchen, to how to do cocktails with akvavit, which is, of course, the native liquor, distilled spirits of Scandinavia. And we will continue to add new content, new videos, throughout the run of this exhibition as it travels around the country. So it'll allow us to incorporate stories from all of the different communities where this exhibition will go, and we'll also incorporate stories directly from the Nordic countries as well. So that will be on YouTube. It's called the Nordic Cuisine Channel, and you can subscribe to it so you're sure to get notified when there's a fresh video available. And there's also a good just kind of introductory video, what is New Nordic Cuisine? So it's a really good overview of the kinds of stories that we're including in this entire project.
Wow. Lots of work, effort, and I'm thinking a great deal of fun going into putting all of this together. Is there going to be, or is there a cookbook?
No, we are not producing a cookbook, but there are already many cookbooks
okay.
that are part of this movement, and many of them are for sale in our museum store. We, of course, focus on the ones that are most connected to Denmark, but a lot of the chefs within this movement have published their own books, and different countries have also had some really beautiful publications that kind of focus on the food traditions of their particular country. I have to say that in developing this project and working on it and doing research, I have felt hungry a lot because I've been reading so many cookbooks with all these beautiful photographs of this mouth-watering food. It's been both the fun and the challenge of working on this project is just the source material we have to work with.
You have sort of an inside track there.
There will also be a chance.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. There will be a chance to do some actual tasting. We had a wonderful opening featuring a lot of our local Elkhorn restaurants. But we will also be hosting a workshop in September, on September 7th, about open-faced sandwiches. And so if anyone wants more information about that, they can contact the museum or watch for more details on our website. So,
okay.
We'll look for ways to incorporate more food-related programs.
We'll remind folks of that later. Thank you very much, Tova. I can tell you're very excited about this, and everybody should come and see this special display and learn more about all these foods. So thank you so much, Tova Brandt, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. Food is a central activity of mankind and the most significant trademark of a culture.